Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB, and Cody is not here. He's got some stuff he's working on and stuff, so I'm running a solo show to wrap up this great month of tequila. I mean, what a month it has been. I don't think I've had any last drops on this month, but all of my pours have been exquisitely good. Exquisitely. I mean, like, this just been like stuff I've just gone back to and just enjoyed every bit of it. I think Cody has given a few last drops on the tequila that he's had. And it's only one more day left in July here. And that means this will be the fifth week of a tequila month. And I decided to dedicate this one to Nosotros Tequila. I met with Chris last week, who works for them, and it was last Saturday, if I'm not mistaken, and really cool dude, just hit it off on him right away. He had so much knowledge of this brand, and he invited us to this event that both me and Cody both attended, and I'm sure by the time you listen to this podcast, you've already seen the photos and stuff. We had just an amazing time. It was an amazing comedic show. A lot of comedy, good comedy. There was one dude that looked like Logan that just freaking killed it. And the first guy that they had on stage, he just freaking killed it as well, too. He was amazing. Then we met some really cool people. Like, I mean, there's one who was the owner of Stillhouse Whiskey. Met him. Really cool dude. And then, one of my favorite meetups. I mean, I had a lot of fun meetups there, but my favorite, man, was that freaking drink that I had 8 drinks of. And I'm talking about the Just Add Ice. So Chris told me about this company called Just Add Ice Cocktails. And they're basically cocktails on a bottle, can, per se, if you will. Pre-made cocktails, if you will. I just remember it's gluten-free, it's vegan, it's low sugar, and it's fucking delicious. Okay, I had a total of 7 of these damn things. Cody got there late. I got there like, the event started at, was it 7 o'clock? Yeah, it was 7 o'clock. I think I might have got there like around, oh, I was late too, actually, now that I think about it. Yeah, I was about like 10 minutes late. So I got there about like 7:10. Cody got there like 8:30-ish. By the time he got there, I was on my 5th one. Or 6th one, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 5th one, actually. Yeah, okay, 5th one. And I just told him, the Rita, it was a margarita version. It is so fucking good, to the point that I'm about to have 7 of these damn things. it just tastes so fresh and flavorful. I mean, it felt like I was just drinking an all-natural fruit juice, really, with alcohol in it, of course. I don't know what was the percentage of it or anything like that. I just remember it being just, like, so refreshing, so sweet. The sugar was used to the right amount where you just hit it and you just, like, drinking that damn thing like it was lemonade down there. So I think it's owned by two ladies. They're married, too, if I'm not mistaken. Or they're dating. I didn't ask that part, but I know they're together. And LGBTQ plus friendly as well. Just an all-around great company, great ladies. I can't speak enough about this cocktail. I got to get more of this. I just got to get more of this. I know we did some earlier episodes this month, or not this month, but earlier in the year of cocktails and cans. Me and my sister did them, actually. And we ended up enjoying them. Not to the point so much to where I would go out and buy them. If I'm not mistaken, JoJo has gone out and bought more. And I just remember tasting these and just texting my sister right away saying, you would love the Rita. I also had the Cabo, which had watermelon flavor in it. And I wasn't a fan at first of the top portion of it because it tastes watermelon-y to me. And I'm not really a fan of watermelon drinks, realistically. Because I don't know what it is about watermelon. It just has, like, this taste, this after effect. Not like it's bitter or anything like that. But I will say, after, like, the first three sips, maybe two or three sips, when I got, like, the cup level, like, just down from, like, damn near spilling over and stuff. By the time I got to, like, the third sip or whatever, it started getting better and better. I started tasting more of all the other flavors that was involved with it. I started tasting the alcohol a little bit more. And it just got really good to me. So, but the Rita just hit on all levels. So I want to especially thank them for providing us with these cocktails, because these were just fucking so good. And I'm not going to lie, I wish I had more of them, to be honest. Because I would keep that in my little mini fridge I have in my office at work and just be like, yeah, I'm going to open up one of these. So I definitely want to thank them for that. Met this guy that Chris told us to meet up, Chip. Amazing fucking dude as well, too. Got to talk with him for probably the longest of anybody that worked there. And he was just incredible. So much of the incredible to the fact that he not only, you know, provided me with the bottles for review, but also, too, also Chris did, too, as well. So, well, he gave me, actually, no, he didn't. He gave me the minis. I kind of drank those. I kind of drank those already. So, but I did buy another Blanco. I did buy a Blanco because I wanted to do that for this show here. So what it was is Cody has the Blanco, and I have the Reposado. Cody was in love with the Blanco. I'm almost certain he would probably give that somewhere between a 3.5 or a last drop, and that's, like, our highest ratings on here. I'll have to ask him next week when he comes back on, which will be entering into rum month. So that will definitely be fun, because this same night when we left after the event, we had some rum, and, yeah, well, you'll have to hear about that next month. So anyway, I got a Reposado and I got a Blanco right here. I also have just a little something extra, maybe just for surprise later. I'm still debating this. I'm not debating this. I think me and Cody are probably going to do a bonus show, because he got one of these too, and we're probably going to come back and just review that too as well. But yeah, we'll do that on a separate show. I really just want to talk about the Reposado and the Blanco, and just talk about how great this company is, because they're amazing. I'm wearing the hat right now, Nosotros hat that Chris provided me with. Fucking dope. I love this brand. I love this company. I will say it's probably the best company in LA as far as distilleries go. I can't think of any other distillery that's actually in LA. I know there's a lot of craft breweries out here and home base beer companies. I do know a whiskey company that's in LA, and I think they suck ass. They're in Culver City, and that's about as much as I'll say about them, whatever. I would say that, isn't Blue Run kind of out here? I mean, I know the owner is. He's out here in California, but I guess they make their product out of Kentucky, so semi-California, if you will. Well, if Mike considers himself Blue Run, then he's up there as the, one of the best
companies as far as distilleries go in California. But if not, then definitely is this company then, because they're amazing. And that whole setup there, I love the studio or the headquarters itself. It was awesome. Chip, like I said, I want to give him some special credit too, because he pulled us. I kind of brought it up. I'm not going to lie. I kind of brought it up. I mean, I kind of waved his flag on that. But I was doing research on the company, and only to find out that they're the company that produces the liquid gold for the Tesla tequila. And I really dropped the ball on not getting this bottle many years ago, probably when it first came out. I think I was offered it for, God, maybe like $250 or $300 or something. I passed on it. And that was probably the dumbest fucking decision I've ever made in my drinking career. Or my collecting career, too, if that's the point. And I don't know what it was about it that got me wanting it again. Or wanting it at all. Maybe it was just the look of it or something like that. Or maybe it was just the more I got into this tequila thing. I was just like, man, that just got to sit on my tequila shelf. I'm actually got a new cabinet for tequila, and tequila specifically. Since we're going to be going forward next year, adding tequila to the lineup, it'll be like Whiskey Week, Craft Beer Week, which is Cody. Whiskey Week being me, Cody doing craft beer, and then we're both pulling out the tequila, and then we'll have mix and match of either of the three or whatever it may be. So that'll probably be the new setup going forward next year. And rightfully so, tequila's been amazing lately. And that thanks to my boy Ricky. Follow him on TikTok and Instagram, if you will. I actually don't know, but I just did research that they, you know, kind of make it. And I was just hoping to see if they had any there. Sure enough, they did. I love it too, because there's kind of no mention about it at all whatsoever. But in this little office or conference room that we were in, I saw the canvas photo on the wall, and it had all the Nosotros bottles on there. Well, three of them. If I'm not mistaken, the Mezcal Reposado and Blanco. But right in the middle of that was the Tesla tequila, and I was just like, I gotta get a photo of that. And I sure enough did, and it was fucking amazing. He let us try this bad boy, and goddamn, I fell in love. It's one of those things where it was like, I wish I wouldn't have tried it, because the love wouldn't have been so strong. But now that I've tried it, I gotta get a fucking bottle. It's just gotta be this way now. This is kind of like the Hennessy Paradis thing. Had Hennessy Paradis at a steakhouse. And now, like, I'm like, fuck, I can't get enough. I gotta get a bottle. Same thing with this Tesla tequila. I gotta get a bottle. That's as simple as that. I'm saying it out there, as the people who are spiritual say, manifest that shit, queen. Manifest that shit. I'm a damn sure manifest that, because I gotta find this bottle. Most likely drop some crazy amount of money, because it is high as shit now. Very limited, so. But I want it now. And I want it on my shelf. I want everything to do with it. I want to love that thing. And I want to sip from that thing. This thing that we call drinking right here. I don't know why I turned to that motherfucker from Get Out, but that's just how it goes, and that's what I want now. That's what I need. I'm like the booty warrior, except I'm the tequila warrior now. I likes you. I wants you. We can do this the easy way. I guess there really is no easy way. I guess it's all hard way, because the hard way is just reaching into your wallet and swiping that card and just closing your eyes. Just closing your eyes, hoping your bank don't call you saying, why the fuck are you making this purchase right now? luckily, I'm a single man and not married, because I'm almost certain buying something like that, the wife is going to be like, what the fuck you bring me? Or who told you to make that purchase? And I'd be like, my dumb ass, I'd probably be like, God did. He told me to make that purchase, I swear. So I want to thank Chip for that, man. That was special right there. When he brought that bottle out, I didn't know what to say, man. I was damn near wanted to fucking hug the shit out of him or whatever, but, like, me being a manager these days, I know that hugging people can lead to sexual harassment. Actually, I'm bullshit. I think I did hug him, so... So I definitely want to thank Just Add Ice, great company. I want to thank Christo and Chip. And, you know, Tori, too, because she was great in her email replies and stuff like that. I think I talked to her, like, twice. I didn't even know it was Tori until afterwards, maybe, or whatever. But she was fantastic. She was literally the first person I think I saw. I didn't even know she worked there. That was the fucking hard part. I didn't know who the fuck worked there or not, unless you had a Nosotros hat on. And I saw her, and she was just like, hi, how's it going? She was very friendly and sweet. She was a sweetheart, too, but she was cool as hell, too. But I want to thank Tori, Chris, and Chip, and just everyone that was involved with setting that up. It was just an incredible time. I had a great time, and hopefully we can do it again, because that was, I'd love to come back to that and be invited to that. Without further ado, I probably should have opened this before I started this, so fuck it. If you start hearing me, like, just rambling and struggling to get this tab or this, what do you call this? Like, plastic, I guess. Yeah, plastic off the Blanco bottle here. Yeah. Alright, so I'm going to be real with you. I have not had the Blanco yet. I haven't even tasted the Blanco. I got some research on the Blanco. I know that or whatever, you know. I got some really good research, actually. I if I'm not mistaken... Hold up now. I'm, like, struggling to get this bottle open. If I'm not mistaken... So this is a fairly new tequila company. Like, really new. And to the point that, like... Oh... In its first year, it won the San Francisco World's Best Tasting Tequila, and it was awarded the double gold, if I'm not mistaken, in its first year, which is freaking crazy. I mean, I think it was the first tequila to ever do so only after 1 year on the market. I mean, that is fantastic. When I saw that, I was just like, all right, I don't need awards to validate my taste buds or whatever, but this validates that I wasn't ass-kissing because of all the nice gestures from Chris was giving. It's just a really good fucking brand. I mean, the liquid gold out of this, platinum out of this Blanco, since it's white, and no pun intended with them winning a double gold and this being the liquid gold, but... This shit is just phenomenal. I mean, this is some damn... I don't know why I'm still picking at this. I think I already got the damn thing open. This juice is just freaking phenomenal, man. But the Blanco, I haven't tried. I have not tried. So, this will be the first... And I kind of wanted to make it that way, too, as well. Because I wanted to keep somewhat of a surprise for the show. I know Cody absolutely... Oh, I see how you opened this thing. Damn, I did that all wrong. I know Cody had the Blanco, and he said, fuck that, I'm just going to drink the rest of this. He ended up getting himself another Blanco, and plus, obviously, Chip hooked us up with a bottle as well, too, and he took the... That was the first thing that came out of his mouth, and I had that Blanco. I was like, damn, okay. I might have asked which one you want or whatever and stuff. It didn't make no difference to me, to be honest, because either way, I was going to buy the other one. either way, because... They're available everywhere. Chris told me they're available at BevMo, and he's not lying about that. I saw my BevMo, and I'm shocked by that because BevMo usually has bullshit there. And I recently just walked in through a BevMo, and I said, "God damn, this place sucks." And they had it there, and I kind of refused to buy it there because I don't really care for BevMo all that much. But they had it on the shelf for like $35 and $39, if I'm not mistaken. I got mine at Total Wine because I just find them to be better, and plus I wanted to keep my points up because I need to stay a Grand Reserve member by the end of the year. I don't think that's going to happen, but I'm at a point now I kind of really don't care because if I can't get the Hennessy Paradis for a discount being a Grand Reserve, then it really don't make no goddamn difference, really. They had it at Total Wine. Damn near the same price, pretty much. I'm seeing a range for this bottle, but the range really isn't that deep. It's usually between... And I might be getting it mixed up. The Blanco is like a little bit less by like $5 or something like that. But I've been seeing the range from $35 to $50. Even with the increase, depending on where you buy it. it's really not that much. I mean, you're talking about like a $10 difference, really. So $10 difference doesn't bother me at all. By the way, both of them are 40% alcohol, 80 proof, basically. And I love that. It means I'm getting... I don't know why I'm still fucking with this. This is stupid. I'm going to drink the Reposado first. I did also found out a little story, too, as well. In 2017, down to the last few hundred dollars of the people that created this company, of their bank loan, the team submitted their Blanco on a whim to the San Francisco World Spirits Competition. They had a few hundred dollars left on this loan. They damn near was about to either be bankrupt or out of business. I don't even know if this is true or not. I just read it somewhere online. I only looked at one website when I saw this too, so I can't verify if this is just the ongoing story. It didn't ask anybody, because I didn't really know anything about the company, to be honest, until I started reading about it before we got invited to the event there. And I saw that, and then they won that double gold award. World's Best Tasting Tequila. Wow. That is an incredible story right there. And I think I got this damn thing open finally. So I drink my stuff neat. And I'm going to pour my tequila neat. Oh. You might as well. Yeah, let's just do the whole fucking thing. I was only going to do half the bottle of the Reposado. But I was like, yeah, fuck that. I want to thank Chris and Chip for providing me with this bottle to do this for the review purpose. I definitely am going to be buying more of those miniatures, too. But those are really handy to keep. I love their miniature size bottles. They're 50 milliliters. Really handy to keep on stock or whatever. I haven't seen them myself. And I think Chris told me they were for sale at like Total Wine and stuff. I know I haven't seen them in person. But if you go to the actual Nosotros shop store, they sell a 12-pack, if I'm not mistaken. I could be completely wrong here. But they swell a 12-pack or... now I gotta look it up. I just remember it was $70. And that's not bad for a bunch of multi-miniature. So I actually might just buy it from there and just get a whole pack of them. If I'm not mistaken, I think that was the Blanco. I need to double-check that. But it's on their website for sale. And just, along with their other bottles, which I think was ranging between $40 through $50 as well, too. So, yeah. What am I looking at here? Oh, trying to find it at least. I know it's on their website. I saw it this morning, so because I was being an alcoholic and just thinking about what the hell I was going to talk about and stuff. So, but either way though, Reposado. Now let's talk about the Reposado. Oh shit! Ooh wee, that nose just hit right there. Oh, hold up now. Wait a minute. Hold on. It's like crack cocaine, baby. It. You know what the color on this looks like? Look at that. Look at that. It's got that wine color right there. It looks like champagne. Like a little bit of the champagne a little bit. Oh, man. Oh, my God. The nose on this thing. You could smell that butter on there. Ah. Very earthy. Got that woody grainness to it or whatever. You know, lots of vanilla. Oh, lots of vanilla. That's what I loved about the Destilled Tequila. That was the main note I got. I was like, ooh, vanilla like crazy. And the Reposado, I'm not going to lie, I drank the shit out of that bitch. I was trying to hold it for the longest for the review purpose. When Chris Gers gave it to me, I was just like, I got to drink this now. And luckily, I was able to get another bottle, per se. So, oh, my God, man. This has that wood grain fire burn to it or on the nose that, like, this is great for a winter drink right here. Got some brown sugar in there, too. Man, I can't tell if that's the alcohol or a little bit of spice. Oh, yeah, it's a little bit of spice right there. Got some bacon spices on there. Oh, I like that. Let's just get into this bad boy. I poured the whole... Oh, I shouldn't say that. Well, I had the bottle, I poured it into this cup, and then I poured it into this other cup here. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. I think I was trying to keep them separated from the Blanco and this, but then I realized I just fucked that all up, and I'm going to have to water this glass out when sipping on that Blanco there. I'm using a tequila tasting glass too, whatever, by the way. I got this from, well, trying to sound weird, but I got it from, what the fuck was the name of that? Oh my God, now I'm blanking on the World of Whiskey? Oof. They're going to kill me for this one. I love this company. They make some of the best glasses out there. So let me look that up real quick. World. Okay. Man. Wonders of Whiskey. They're, Jesus Christ. Wonders of Whiskey. So I'm using that glass. Now, it's got whiskey in the title. I'm using a long stem glass, which is mainly used for, well, I shouldn't say mainly used, but it's used for tequila a lot, so I'm using one of those. Maybe that's why I'm getting more of the that wood grain fire from it, the nose there. Let's sip this bad boy. I held it at the beginning, kind of just closed the mouth, whatever, and just held it at the top. Kind of flicked my tongue as well. Sip that. Man, it's got butter all up on that, baby. The vanilla flavors. Ooh. Got a little bit of honey on that palate, too. It's nice and sweet. I love it. Now, let's get a, just, let me just take another sip. Get a real sip of this. That's a mouthful. It fills up the mouth. It's very unique, man. Very unique. It's got a lot of butter, a lot of vanilla, some honey on the palate area. It's got that clean wood taste. It tastes like candy. Oh, it literally just tastes like candy. It tastes like those caramel butter. Are those butter caramel? It tastes like the I forgot what that's candy car, but you can see it. It's in like in a brown bag. It tastes like those caramel candy. It's not hard candy, too. They have some soft shell ones that explode with caramel flavor. I think they have different, like a green apple kind, too, as well. I don't ever remember the name of the candy. I just always remember them from the bag that they come in. It tastes really fucking good, though. What I love about this too, it's not too overbearing. The ABV level is very subtle. It's nice and clean. It's very smooth. A lot of people can drink this. I think this is a great game changer as far as like first step tequilas, especially being high up on the card, because I kind of treat this personally as a higher end tequila with it being so well done. I don't know how tequila people feels. You know what is also, I know this is a Reposado. I don't really drink too many Reposados all that much, but I will say, I will say this got some añejo characteristics, if you will. Like, first of all, the agave is there and it's so sleeky smooth. It really got a lot of vanilla, and I'm tasting some milk chocolate in there. And what I love about the agave, it's so subtle that I think it subtles the spice down just a little bit and keeps it perfectly balanced. So vibrant too. This thing has a lot of complexity to it as well. Okay, that's not bacon spices. That's some cinnamon in there. Cinnamon mixed with brown sugar. Very sweet. It's very rich too as well. Actually, no, that is baking spices, but it's also cinnamon. So there's a touch of brown sugar, cinnamon, and bacon spices all on the on the palate area. Some fruit in there too, and I just I can't put my head onto it. Whatever, maybe like a berry, strawberry. No, not strawberry. What the fuck am I thinking? Oh man, that agave is starting to stick out more now. I'm starting to love that more. I'm kind of just closing my eyes, taking a sip now. I'm kind of just embracing this, what this is. You know what? If I'm not mistaken, Chris told me this. This was... excuse me. Excuse me. This was aged in either French oak or American oak. And I'm sorry, Chris, I cannot freaking remember. But I think it was aged in French oak barrels for like 11 months. It's a really long time for a Reposado. I mean, isn't that kind of like, now excuse me if I'm wrong, tequila aficionados kind of hit me on this. But like 11 months or whatever is damn near like borderline Añejo-ish kind of. As maybe where I'm getting the Añejo characteristics from this or whatever. And maybe it's just because I don't drink enough Reposados. I'm thinking it's French oak. I could be completely wrong. It might be American. But the way it's like a little bit more sweeter, I'm almost going French oak. Man. Finish, man, it's just nothing but smooth and sweet, baby. It is. It, you swirl that thing in there or whatever. It's nice. It's got like a little small to medium length as far as the spices are in there. I love it. It's not forgettable. Very pleasantly. Got a little warmth on it too. I love that about it. It's just perfect, man. The Reposado here just does everything I want. I have a question too. And I should have asked this one for Chip. I saw at the bar three bottles on the top shelf up there. One was like in a beige cover, and the other two were in a black one, if I'm not mistaken. I'm almost certain that those are the extra Añejo ones. I'm not sure what the other one was. Where the fuck do you buy those at? Maybe it's on the website, and I just didn't look hard enough, whatever. Maybe that's my problem there. But I want those, and I'll pay for those. I mean, I don't need those for review purposes, whatever. I will totally pay for those, but I need to know where do you buy them at. Are they limited edition? Do you only have them now at the HQ? But yeah, get, let me know. That is fantastic from start to finish. Just borderline perfection right there. The Añejo was the first one I grabbed at the event, too. I didn't know they were doing cocktails. I knew that Chris told me the Just Add Ice people would be there. I just didn't know at what capacity. I thought it was just like, you know, people would be there for it. I didn't really find out the cocktails until I met this guy. I'm blanking on his name. I'm sorry. I'm being a stickler today. I got to figure out. I know his last name was Guerrero, so I think it was Chris. Yep, there he goes. Chris Guerrero. So, yeah. I met this guy. He was super cool as shit. He was the one that told me that the cocktails were there. So that's when I started drinking the cocktails. I saw him with one, and I just said, can I get the same thing he had? And he was a super cool dude. Introduced me to damn near his wife. His whole team was there and stuff. Had a great time meeting him as well. Chris, you are the man as well. Thank you so much. But before I met him, I went straight for the Reposado. I said, let me get a Reposado neat, please. I was like, this is one of the best goddamn drinks I've ever had. I gotta tell you. For $40, too. It's like, for $40. Or $43, whatever it was. For $40 to $50. It's really fucking good. Like, this might be one of my everyday sippers, you know. So it's up there now with Blue Run and Michter's being my favorite whiskey companies. Yeah, now Nosotros Tequila is up there, too. It's nice to have a brand that compares to my favorite whiskey company, Blue Run, and it's nice to have a brand in a different spirit company that compares to them. I think Nosotros is like the Blue Run of tequila, as far as like their customer service skills, the products that they make, which is all fucking fantastic. I haven't tried the Blanco yet, so I can't really speak for it yet, but I will. And just all around, just really good people. Throw on some great events, great tastings and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm excited. I hope they invite me more to these events that they have, because I had a really great time. It was nice to just be like involved with a different spirit for once, you know. Not to say that I'm bored with whiskey or anything like that. It just kind of reinvigorated my thrill, kind of like when I first started doing whiskey, damn near like 15 years ago now. And this kind of invigorated and made it much more exciting to do this different brand. So yeah, and the Reposado is a last drop, first last drop of Tequila Month for me. That was just perfect. I enjoyed that from start to finish. It's very unique. It's got some flavor on it. I love the three different spices I'm getting there, from bacon spice to cinnamon to I'm going to have to get a new glass. I smell Reposado all up in this glass. I got to get a new glass. I tried to water it out, and I was like, nah, that ain't working out. I got to get a new glass. Hold on. Luckily, I don't have to really reach far, and I don't have to take the headset off. Why don't you use a wireless one? Because those motherfuckers die. That's why, okay? So, get a glass over here. Let me out here. Yeah, I can't use this glass. That shit's got Reposado. Is that why they didn't make an Añejo? I swear to God, that shit tastes like an Añejo. I could be wrong, but whatever. Yeah, good job, though, guys. That is, like, perfection. The guys and gals over there in Nosotros Tequila, killing it. I was shocked at how big they were. I mean, I'm new to the tequila game. I just didn't expect to see, like, their fucking logo on Vans and stuff like that. That was dope as hell. I was just like, oh, shit. Where am I going? If I wouldn't have tried the tequila, I would have thought there was some bullshit ass tequila, like, I don't even really know what's bullshit tequila nowadays. Where I was gonna say Patron, but like Patron's like kinda stepped their game up a little bit, especially with the bottle Yung told me about. And then me having the El Alto. And then there's other bottles of Patron too, higher end as well. So yeah. Alright. I cannot believe I've been going for 37 minutes. Usually on these solo shows, the JB shows themselves, I really only kind of go maybe 25 to 30 minutes. Kind of shocked by that. How am I holding up here? So let's get into the Blanco. I'm excited for this one because Cody, man, he was in love with this shit. I'm almost certain, honestly, he's giving this a last drop. I'm going to let him review it too quickly next month, because I have a feeling like this would probably be in his top five at the end of the year. So I really want to give him the opportunity to see if it's the last drop or not. So I was kind of a little sad that he couldn't make it on this episode, because I know he had a great time, and like he just freaking fell in love with the con. I remember when this first sip of that margarita, that Rita, I know that had nothing to do with Nosotros, but just had ice, but he looked at me and was just like, what the fuck? And, oh man, I cannot remember the owner's name. Ooh, oh, that's going to kill me now. She was amazing. I didn't meet her wife or her girlfriend. I'm almost certain it's her wife, because like, you don't go into business with a girlfriend or a boyfriend or anything like that. I didn't meet her wife, but she was amazing. A lot of energy and everything. I loved everything about her. I loved her company. I'm glad I was able to find it. Wait a minute. Hold on. I think it's coming back to me. Corey. Right? Right? Am I wrong? Corey? I'm probably wrong. Corey. Either way, wait a minute, hold on. It's gotta be Corey, right? I think. Anyway, they dress badass too. I saw her wife from a distance, and they have these cool, they be wearing these cool ass hats. She looked fresh as hell. So she got style. She got the right taste buds. Perfection, I gotta tell you. So these ladies know what's up. I mean, and they know they drink game, because them damn drinks is good. Corey, damn, I want some more. Okay. It has been a good 48 hours now since I've had, actually it's been longer than that. Damn, it's already Monday. It's been a good 72 to damn near 4 days since I've had my last fix. I'm going to be hitting her up like a crackhead now on Figueroa Street here in L.A. I need my fix, girl. I'm going to be looking like Samuel L. Jackson in Jungle Fever when he was cracked out of his mind. He went to his mom's house. Where's the money at? I'm going to be hitting her DMs up now going like, I know you got the Rita. I want the Rita. All right. Oh, on the nose. Well, first, the look of it, it's as clear as water. I mean, if I was to hand this to somebody, I'd be like, here you go, here's some water for you. They'd probably drink that shit. I mean, the nose would probably hit them right away, but they would drink it and go like, the fuck? That ain't water. So, cooked agave right off the nose. There's a little bit of pepper in there between there, too, as well. Very mild, though, very subtle. I'm not really getting too much any other notes on the nose right there, but it smells really good, though. Agave smells fucking perfection. If I'm not mistaken, too, by the way, people, this was distilled out of Jalisco, Mexico, so I might have to go to Jalisco. I feel like that's where I never hear anybody talking about, because, like, taking tours of Mexico at the tequila distilleries or anything like that. Probably really not that much to show or anything, so. Yeah, man, this agave is just the most potent part. I don't really get any other notes other than the agave, and of course there's like some little bit of smokiness there. Kind of like a sugar cane, too, as well. Getting a little bit of, let me swirl it. Let me swirl that bad boy. Been hiding away in that bottle for so long, huh? Little juice. Somebody, like, just sip the goddamn thing, please, and get this review over. You've been going for 40 fucking minutes. Come on now. Oh, shit. I feel like I could be sipping on this, smoking a cigar, while using Manscaped at the same time. Manscaped.com. Promo code The Last Drop, by the way. Save yourself 20% off. Throw that cheap plug in there. Let's get to sipping now, because tequila makes me hungry, and I'm getting hungry. Pinky finger up. The classy way of doing this. Sugar cane. Right off the bat. Very light. A mouthfeel, that's for sure. But Not too hard. It's like Charmin toilet paper. It's nice and soft. I like that. The sugar cane is just there. I feel like I'm getting some kind of not oakiness, but like, you know, wood over a flaming fire type thing. Not because it's hot or anything like that, but, you know, just the aura of it, the scent, the taste of it. You know, oh, the taste of it. Motherfucker's gonna be like, wait a minute, hold on. You licking firewood now? I know my ass. I'd be like, yeah, you should try it. It's delicious. It's very light and very refreshing. I like that. Nice and smooth. See, this is what I like about the Reposado, and now this one. It's anybody can sip it. Rookies, pros, and veterans. This is a tequila that's very approachable. Oh my god. Very inviting. I love it, too. It's like a fucking vampire. Just like, you gotta invite me to come in, you know? The finish. It's got this nice little warmth that kind of lingers in the throat there or whatever. I like that. But it's also like... it's like Silk Sonic, baby. It's silky smooth. So... I don't know what it is when I do these alone shows. I start looking at the reflection in my iMac. And I start, yeah, nice for you. Mother just texted me. I'm at the casino winning big. Hey, what's big then? Like, tell me, what's big? Is big like enough to, like, you know, you'll say, sell the house and retire in this condo in Maldives or something like that. I don't know. What does big mean? Ooh. Ooh, man. I love that. It's that silky smoothness of it, which I like so much. I see why he likes it so much now. Hold on, I'm trying to mute my phone now, whatever. Actually, the phone isn't me. That must be the iPad sitting over there. All right. Okay, I see why he was sipping the shit out of this now. I'm talking about Cody, by the way. This is really fucking good. That finish is just like, man, it clings to your throat. Stays in there. It's got a nice medium length. Damn. All right, now you got me staring at this club cup now. You know what? Fuck it. Coal fire. That's what I'm getting from it. Like a barbecue pit coal fire. Apologies for all the text messages there. It's just being spammed now by, I feel like everybody's texting me now. Moms, Gina. Okay, just Moms and Gina. Okay, it's only two people. Wow, that's really good. I will say, I get it now. Okay, iPad, shut the hell up. I'm about to throw this damn thing real quick. I like the Reposado more. If I had to pick a favorite between the two, Reposado is definitely my thing right now. And I don't know if it's just because, for me, it's getting close to Añejo territory. I love that more. I'm new to Blancos. I'm trying to get into the Blancos more. This is really good. Silky smooth, got everything. I feel like, though, what you get on the nose, or like what you see is what you get. It's a clean alcohol finish. I love that the agave stays in there. It's got a really good sweet aftertaste to it. Leaves a lingering warmth on the tongue too as well. I love that. I love the little medium length finish as well too. I guess I was kind of, my expectations gave it like a little bit more of like, oh, it's going to have way more flavor on it and stuff like that. I will say though, this is one of the, well, I shouldn't say anything. I was going to say this is one of the best Blancos I've ever had. It's been so long since I've had Blancos. I'm talking like years ago, damn near a decade ago. And the only two Blancos I've had in recent memory is the Yayo and this. And both are fucking phenomenal. I guess I'm just trying to make up an excuse here why I like the Reposado more, and I really can't come up with one. And I was going to say, I thought it would be a little bit more flavor on this, but it's not. So that's where my expectations were coming from. But fuck expectations, because this tastes really fucking good. And I think I'm about to hit you with, holy shit, a double last drop? Yeah, I think I will, because the price point, the flavor of it, and that fucking aftertaste of it is fucking great. I love the aftertaste it leaves on the palate more so than the finish. That's what I like about it more. So, yeah, this is a double last drop episode right here. God damn. I don't think this ever happened for me on here. Unless I did a Blue Run episode. Yeah, actually, I did do solo Blue Run episode. So, okay, so this is probably the second, third, maybe, episode of that. That's crazy, because, you know, I was trying not to give out last drops, to be honest, because once I had that test of the tequila, I was just like, yeah, that's drop of fame right there. That's heading into last drop. And then you put that on the plaque or the wall of the, as I call it, the drop of fame. That is drop of fame material right there. These are last drops. That's drop of fame right there. And if I'm not mistaken, I might be getting this wrong. The Tesla is just the extra Añejo, or the I think it's the Reposado, but aged longer, or the extra Añejo aged less, if I'm not mistaken. I got that all mixed up. But I don't really take notes, so... We'll just have to correct myself when I figure it out, when either Chris or Chip tell me. Last draw, sweetie. Double last draw. Perfection. Chef's kiss. I tip my Nosotros hat to him. I need a Nosotros keychain next. Actually, I'm going to go to their website. I need some Nosotros merch more than the hat now, so because I'm a fan now. The problem with this company is, God, I guess there's only so much you can do with tequila. I mean, you can have the Reposado, you have a Blanco and a Añejo and an extra Añejo. I don't really know what else you can do with tequila after that. At least with bourbon or whiskey, you can kind of like, oh, we can do a rye. We can do I guess you just do different variants of your Reposados, your Blancos, or anything like that. But I don't know why you would want to do that. Especially when you're like already kind of perfect. I mean, whiskey you can kind of play around with and like different, make different variants and, you know, stuff like that. I don't know why you would want to do that in tequila if it's already like kind of perfected. So that's just my two cents, but whatever. All right, time for me to get out of here now. I've been rambling on for 50 minutes now. I know you're tired of hearing my voice. It's kind of a little muggy a little bit, you know. I'm kind of saving it, doing a little show, you know. That's coming in the future. Not allowed to really, I don't know if I'm not talking about it or not, whatever and stuff, but I will be talking about it soon once a certain someone gives me the thumbs up that I can start promoting it on this show. But yeah, you're going to hear your boy doing something differently. So can't wait to talk about that. It's going to be fun. Starting to work on that tomorrow. Excited for it. Kind of a little nervous, but confidence has never been something I've been lacking in. So either way, though, once again, shout out to Tequila Ranch Market, by the way. That's where you get all your Nosotros goods at, by the way. They got it all. Tequila Ranch Market, they're the one that introduced me to Nosotros. And I met Chris, and it just fallen domino from that point, whatever. So shout out to them. Shout out to Nosotros Tequila. Shout out to everyone that works there and everything. This has been great. Cannot wait to have Cody back on here, and we're going to talk about this little bad boy I got sitting right here. So shout out to Chip for providing that, because I want to do a separate episode just on this one based alone, because I want to spread the Nosotros love and give them two episodes, because why not? They deserve it. So what happens when you become the fucking best tequila pours I've ever had? So I know that's not really saying much, because I know I've had a lot of tequila now that I think about it. You know, I've had enough. I'm probably not as not enough as tequila aficionados, but I've had all those Corazon pours, especially the ones that were aged in barrels of whiskey and stuff like that. I had all those. Had a shit ton of Patrons, some Don Julios, the fuck are those bottles called? The Casa. I forgot what they were called. You know the ones that the Reposado and the Gold or whatever that shit. I've had those as well. I can't believe I'm blanking on the name already, but whatever. I had some Don Julios, like I said, so. So anyway, people, go to your tequila ranch or any of your local stores that carries Nosotros. Just buy the damn product. That's all you got to do. It's really good stuff. If you like Blancos, you're going to love this Blanco. If you like Reposados, you're going to love this Reposado. Easy to sip on. You don't have to be a pro to drink this, neither. It's not too overbearing in alcohol, so it's just perfect. I bet that Blanco makes a fucking fantastic margarita, by the way. Well, they both do, which I plan on actually doing with that other bottle over there that's sitting there that they gave me. So, all right, people, I'm getting out of here now. I'm going to wrap this bad boy up. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Check us next month. Next month is rum month. And I got something I wouldn't mind talking about. I actually thought I didn't have it, and I was going to go get it, but I actually do have it, and I forgot that I even bought it. So I think I'm kind of set for rum month, actually, so I don't really need to go out and buy anything. Can't wait to share this with y'all. Can't wait to even talk about it. I will say this. I kind of hinted at it already in this episode, so it's the name of something. I'll just say that I said it's oh-so-something. And you'll find out next week when we talk about rum month. So take care. Blessings to everyone. Drink Nosotros tequila. and have a good night. But also, like we always say, livers will never be the same, and glasses will never be dry. I think I could do a better clean than that. Hold on. Let's do that again. Much better.